Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into NVIDIA, the company that's at the forefront of graphics processing technology and artificial intelligence. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
NVIDIA has been a leader in the tech industry, especially with their GPU-driving innovations in gaming, AI, and data centers. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the availability heuristic and optimism bias influence their decision-making, particularly in their approach to new product development and market expansion?
The availability heuristic plays a significant role in NVIDIA's decision-making. The company's success with GPU, especially in gaming and AI, often leads to decisions that emphasize expanding these product lines, partly because of the readily available positive outcomes associated with them. This focus on what's been successful in the past can lead to optimism bias, where NVIDIA might overestimate the potential of new ventures in similar fields, believing that their past successes will easily translate into new areas. This optimism is evident in their ambitious moves into sectors like Autonomy.
And this optimism isn't just internal. Investors also tend to be highly optimistic about NVIDIA's future, especially given their track record of innovation. This can lead to elevated stock prices driven more by expectations of continued breakthroughs rather than by current financial performance.
Exactly. NVIDIA's strong brand and history of innovation create a narrative that drives investor optimism. This can lead to high valuations based on future potential rather than just the present reality, which can be both a strength and a risk if the company's ambitious projects don't pan out as expected.
Let's shift our focus to diversity, equity, and inclusion at NVIDIA. The tech industry, including NVIDIA, has been working to improve DEI, but how does this intersect with behavioral finance?
NVIDIA's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the tech industry continues to face scrutiny over inclusivity and representation. From a behavioral finance perspective, their DEI initiatives can be seen as a way to enhance corporate culture and attract top talent from diverse backgrounds, which can drive innovation. For investors, a strong commitment to DEI can signal that NVIDIA is a forward-thinking company that is aligned with modern social values, which can enhance the company's reputation and investor appeal. However, if NVIDIA is perceived as lacking in DEI efforts, it could lead to reputational risks and affect how socially conscious investors view the company.
Investors are increasingly looking at DEI as a factor in their investment decisions, and companies that are seen as leaders in this area can attract a broader base of investors. For NVIDIA, being proactive in DEI can be both a moral imperative and a business strategy.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate strategy, NVIDIA not only helps create a more inclusive workplace, but also strengthens their competitive edge in attracting diverse talent and appealing to ESG-focused investors.
Speaking of global markets, NVIDIA operates in numerous countries and serves a wide range of industries. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
NVIDIA's ability to adapt to different markets is key to their global success, particularly as they expand beyond gaming into sectors like AI, data centers, and automotive technology. From a behavioral finance perspective, their strategy involves managing risk through diversification and tapping into local market opportunities that align with their core strengths. NVIDIA's approach often involves leveraging their technology in ways that resonate with local needs and regulations, which helps them mitigate risks associated with entering new markets. However, this also requires a deep understanding.
And this adaptability is crucial, especially in the tech industry, where rapid advancements and changing regulations can significantly impact a company's operations. NVIDIA's ability to stay ahead of these changes while maintaining a consistent global brand is a key factor in their ongoing success.
Exactly. NVIDIA's focus on innovation and market adaptability allows them to capitalize on global opportunities, but it also means they need to be vigilant about the risks associated with different markets, such as varying regulations and consumer preferences.
Now, let's compare NVIDIA to other companies in the industry, like AMD, Intel, and Qualcomm. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
NVIDIA's focus on high-performance GPU and AI sets it apart from companies like AMD and Intel, which have broader product portfolios that include CPU and other hardware. NVIDIA's investors are often attracted to the company's leadership in cutting-edge technology, which contrasts with Intel's more diversified but slower-paced approach. AMD, while a close competitor in the GPU space, often appeals to investors looking for an underdog story, where the potential for high returns comes with higher risk. Qualcomm, with its focus on mobile technology, appeals to a different investor base altogether.
And unlike Intel, which has faced challenges in maintaining its market share in the CPU space, NVIDIA's focus on GPU and AI has positioned it as a leader in rapidly growing sectors, attracting investors who are looking for growth potential in these areas.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For NVIDIA, the focus on innovation and leadership in emerging technologies presents both opportunities and challenges, requiring a careful balance between optimism and realistic expectations.
To sum up, NVIDIA's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their strategy for new technologies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives NVIDIA's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.